an extraordinary and poignant protest. Beleaguered Shia Muslims blocking a main road with the coffins of their loved ones. Traditionally, Muslims bury the dead as soon as possible, but relatives say the coffins won't be moved until the army takes over Quetta and gives them security. A desperate step by a desperate people.
We are from last 20 hours, whole night, in minus temperature, here, just to protest.
Nearby, what's left of the snooker club, where their loved ones were killed by Sunni Muslim extremists. Attacks on minority Shias are increasing. Many of them say the government hasn't lifted a finger to help them. In Islamabad tonight, a small group of human rights campaigners had their own sit-in, calling for an end to the slaughter. Well, this is a show of solidarity with the bereaved relatives in Quetta, but speakers here are also demanding action from the government. They say it's time to put a stop to the extremist groups that are supposedly banned, but in reality are free to operate and to kill. Protesters here hope the unburied dead will be impossible to ignore.
For us, it is burying your loved ones immediately. And they are not doing it, which is a very serious message, and it is a very painful message that they're sending to everyone and to the whole world. And I think that it is time that we paid attention.
Political leaders here are promising action, but Pakistan Shias have reasons to be sceptical and fearful. Orla Geeran, BBC News, Islamabad.